There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Very excited to have one of the newsmakers in our headlines this morning in the studio to flesh out the story. That is a story about Glambox, the Dubai-based startup that has just been acquired by a Saudi Arabian-based consortium of investors. We have Christos Mastouris, co-founder, in the studio with us. Christos, thanks for coming.
Pleasure to be here. Good morning.
Glambox, of course, is a beauty subscription business. We've been explaining it to Malcolm this morning, the regular box of beauty products that people get. You launched 5 years ago. Before we go into the acquisition, do you want to just give us an idea of the scale that you're at now?
Sure. So, as you said, we started 5 years ago. Myself and my co-founder, Shant, Faris, and Mark. We've always been in digital and tech our whole lives, and it was around the time of 2011 in the Middle East when the startup scene was just getting started and tech was getting some initial attention. So we saw a gap in the market. We saw some trends internationally, and we got inspired to start the company. And it's been quite a journey. It's been 5 years in which we've kind of done the whole life cycle of a startup, from launch all the way to exit. But in the early days, we set up the company. Seed funded the operation. We hired a team. We defined the product. We scaled it. So we kind of went through all those steps. And in terms of where we are today, which was your question, we are currently operating in two countries, UAE and Saudi. And the idea is, and the potential is, to scale across the GC, across different types of products.
How many users or subscribers do you have at the moment?
Well, that's not public information, but we have a pretty significant subscriber base in these two countries.
You've just been bought by a Saudi consortium of investors. What can you tell us about them?
Well, first of all, it's great because they were existing investors, so they had proximity to the business and to the team. And second of all, they have diversified interest in a number of industries, including media, retail, and others. And they are investors who can really help us further expand in Saudi Arabia, which is a key market, actually the largest beauty market in the region and across the GC as well. So
you're not giving us names, and I'm assuming that's deliberate.
Yes, we're actually under NDA and we cannot disclose names.
But can you give us a price?
Neither. I'm sorry about
that. Can you give us a ballpark figure?
I think everyone's happy. No one's retiring, but we're happy.
Right. Why now the sale for both sides? Were you guys looking for an exit?
We didn't build the business to exit. We built it to create a great company, but the opportunity came along. At the same time, we realized that within these 5 years, we brought the company to a certain threshold, to a certain phase. In order to go to the next phase of development, new investment and new buyers would be necessary. So we weren't seeking it, but I think the sort of growth of the company, for example, in the last 1 year, we grew 5 times in terms of subscribers and revenues, and that attracted interest. So we weren't looking for it, but it kind of found us, I think.
I'm doing some maths. The last round of funding that we learned about, where we did get a number, was $4 million. So if you've grown 5 times since then, I'm doing some maths in my head. We'll play that parlor game later. Let's talk about how you make this work, because you say you've been in the tech industry a while. You have. You spent a lot of time with Yahoo Maktoub here in the Middle East, and that was a big takeover that didn't work in the end. Yahoo pulled out, wrote down the investment, and nobody really in the long term was a winner from that. What lessons did you learn from the experience of Yahoo Maktoub?
Well, I think the acquisition of Maktoub by Yahoo, as is the case with other major acquisitions such as Souq by Amazon and others, I think is a testament to the potential of tech and digital here in the region. Now, if particular acquisitions don't work out post, I think in many times it's circumstantial. But to answer your question, being at Maktoub post the Yahoo acquisition was a very exciting time. There was investment, there was growth. And then actually it did not work out from a point of view of a global strategy of Yahoo. But in many ways, I think if the portal still existed today, it would be quite a success.
I was looking at the businesses of you and some of your co-founders. I mean, you're now founding and managing partner of Iliad Partners, a venture capital firm. One of your other co-founders is currently one of the heads of e-commerce at Facebook. Have the original founders already moved on, or are you doing Glambox as well as having a day job?
Right. So when we started the company, Sean, Faris, Mark, and I, we saw a gap. We saw an opportunity. We got the company up and running. In the process early on, we realized we're not beauty experts, so we made sure to hire the right people, the people who understand the industry. And Shant was actually CEO for a year, and then we hired some a wider team and a more experienced team in beauty. So yes, we have moved on. We have our day job. So Faris and Shant are at Facebook, as you said. I'm with Iliad Partners VC firm here in Dubai, but we've always been very intricately involved in the company, and of course now with the exit, we'll go on.
What are the terms of the exit? Because often when a company is acquired, one of the things that the new owners want is for that talent to stay with the company.
Absolutely. This is not being disclosed right now, but we're in discussions to have a role going forward. And I think this is also because we have the legacy, we have the history, and we do care about the company, and there's actually a lot of promise. We want to support the new ownership and also support the CEO, Mathieu, who's actually done an amazing job in the last year in growing the company.
So what's next for you? You launched Iliad Partners. Your name and the name of your company has Hellenic Greek connotations, so that's where the name comes from. But where's the white space in the tech space now? Because a lot of it's already gone, hasn't it? A lot of the kind of copycats of the big American technology plays have been done. Yeah, we Uber, we've had Kareem. For Amazon, we've had Souq, and so on. What's left?
Right. Well, look, I think there's a lot of debate about this. I'll tell you my and our perspective. So we believe we're still in phase one of venture capital in the Middle East. Phase one is basically getting businesses online, digitizing them, and ICT enabling the economy. So we believe we're still there, and that really has to do about betting on, investing on globally proven concepts which are localized and executed well by strong teams here locally. In phase two, which hopefully will come soon, we'll see some innovation coming out of the region. But we still believe we're in this sort of phase one, which is exciting because actually this is revolutionizing the way that business is being done, doing business online, and really improving the customer journey.
But which areas in particular? Maybe give me a sector. Is it retail, e-commerce? Is it healthcare? Is it fintech? Where do you see the opportunity?
Right. So I see three pillars of, let's say, opportunity. I'll give you an example. So number one, e-commerce enablement.
So you've got about 20 seconds, by the way. We're almost out of time.
Okay, e-commerce enablement is the whole ecosystem of services that supports e-commerce. So one area, for example, is logistics. We invested in a company called Fetcher, which is a logistics company, largest Series B in the region so far. A second area is fintech, and a third area is marketplaces and internet services.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Christos Mastoris is one of the co-founders of Glambox Middle East, just sold for an undisclosed sum to some undisclosed Saudi buyers. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.